Hey, gang. It's the game show, guys. I'm Tom Bastek.
I'm Mike Jacobs. How's it going, Tom?
It's good, Mike. We're not another news you can get through or news to get you through. another game show news to get you through.
News segments for games news getting through show you do throw news.
Yes. Can you tell we've had some time off from the podcast?
Yeah, maybe a little rusty. We're also a little tired. It's been a heck of a week.
It has. I'm just glad we're making it through. For those of you who are wondering when we're coming back, we've just decided that we'll be back in just about two more weeks. So thanks for hanging out and listening. And we do have some great news for Christian to pass. You want to do it now?
Yeah, Christian, what you got for us?
All right, yeah, guys, this is the news. Well, the Writers Guild of America East has finally come to terms with ITV Entertainment on a contract for The Chase, ending a two-week strike by the show's writers. Now, we mentioned last time that the strike was almost imminent and that, you know, the writers were looking for what they considered basic needs, like health insurance and benefits and things like that, especially working during a pandemic. And ITV maintained this position that would economically cripple the show. But they have reached an agreement. Writers Guild of America East said in a statement, quote, "We are in agreement that fair and positive work practices are essential to our industry, and that especially during the ongoing battle of the pandemic, the priority is to keep production going and to ensure that people can do their work and build sustainable careers." So happy ending to a two-week, what could have been really a horror story for the game show industry in general. But I'm really glad to see this come to a positive close.
Yeah, it's nice to see them get some respect. But the other thing is, it's just crap. It's like, you're giving away all this money, but you can't give them benefits. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this last week too. Of all things, benefits. Like, that's...
Right.
Especially in this country where it's so intertwined with career. To not offer that, it's almost criminal at this point, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
All right, Christian, what else you got?
Well, we also have NBC's new show, Small Fortune. Now, we talked about this a few weeks ago. It's a stunt show based around, miniatures. So the one clip that I remember in particular was, the goal was to pour a beer into a glass and slide it down the bar. But the contestants were using tweezers, and the cameras are real close up, so it looks like a full-size set, but everything is super-duper small. It's just as exciting as it sounds. Small Fortune premieres Monday, May 31st at 10 p.m. The show, I gotta be honest with you, I am puzzled by this one, because the show itself in the UK, because of course it's the UK, the show itself was not very popular at all. So maybe, again, we're seeing this thing where, because of the pandemic and because of the reduced ability to work by a lot of people, we're seeing these sort of last-ditch efforts to bring programming to the air. It didn't do a phenomenally good job of, it wasn't popular. So I'm confused as to why this is coming here. But
well, popularity aside, like, it's a cute idea, but I can't imagine that it has any longevity. Like, you'll get a season out of it at best, yeah, if you ask me.
Well, and I know they're going to watch it in the Jacobs household, because Mike's wife does miniature room building. So you guys are watching it for sure.
Yeah, well, absolutely. She'll definitely be into it.
My prediction is that it's going to be over a lot of people's heads. And and if not that...
Or under out of their view or under their neck or...
Right, anywhere, right? Anywhere you can fit a small beer bottle. No, but, I think that... I think that the gimmick of, hey, this set is really small. I mean, that'll do well once, maybe twice. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know that the goal is longevity for these things. Just put something up there, fill the gaps until something else comes around.
At the end of the day, if it makes money, it's successful. So
absolutely.
I bet you it only cost a small fortune to put on.
That was worse than the beer bottle thing.
All right. What else you got, Christian?
Well, Game Show Network is entering into business with what I consider to be an unusual partner. So, GSN announced a development deal with WWE Studios. Now, they're going to be working together to make new formats and showcase WWE personalities as hosts, which they've done really well with John Cena. I mean, reviews aside, the new Wipeout doesn't sound like it's doing a great job of living up to the hype
old
of
one.
The original seasons. Right, the old one. But John Cena, I mean, solid game show host. He's done a couple things on Nickelodeon, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, things like that.
Yeah, and
I like
and
him.
The, Yeah, and plus, isn't that guy one of the hosts for Cannonball in the WWE, too?
That's right, The Miz. Actually, The Miz started out, I forget what his real name is, but he started out as a contestant on The Real World, or Road Rules, one of those MTV reality shows. Yeah, and he parlayed that success into becoming a WWE superstar. So talk about a career path, right?
Mike, what do you think of this?
Well, it tells me that I'm out of touch, because if he's a WWE superstar, I haven't heard of him. It's been a minute since I've watched WWE. Sure. We're an AEW family, so that's what we watch. But I'm excited to watch it, because I enjoy a good wrestling persona. You know, if they're going to focus on the concept of giving wrestlers more media attention and output, I am all for it.
I don't think it's going to hurt, that's for sure. Those guys are larger-than-life personalities. Why not have them host shows?
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right, Christian, what else you got for us?
Well, finally, it is that time of the year again. ABC has announced their summer fun and games lineup. And I have the schedule for the premiere week. So, Sunday, June 6th, 8 to 9 p.m., Celebrity Family Feud. 9 to 10, The Chase. And 10 to 11 p.m., To Tell the Truth, which is... It's turned out to be a really cool show. I mean, when they first announced that they were bringing back this show, you know, everybody's going to compare it to the old one, you know, what game show fans always do. But it's really become a great show in its own right, so I'm really excited to see that come back.
And I'm sorry, did you say 10 to 11?
10 to 11 p.m. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's always been on kind of late on Sunday nights, but I mean, it's a death time slot.
It doesn't, yeah. I mean, look, I'm no spring chicken, but I'll tell you this, I'm never going to be up late enough to watch that.
Now, guys, I'll be honest with you. Times don't matter to me anymore. I don't watch anything live. I just set it up on my DVR.
Oh, whatever. That's fair.
And I don't watch it. I'm glad it has a time slot. You could say it's a death time slot. Well, maybe if they're counting only views it live, I'm watching all this stuff afterwards or a day late or whatever DVR when I want to watch it.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
I mean, honestly, I'm just glad to hear that we're getting more game show programming time. That's the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to be Sunday. Now, Wednesday night, June 9th, 8 to 9 p.m., press your luck. 9 o'clock p.m., we're going back to the $100,000 pyramid. They're still in production. And then starting at 10 p.m., Card Sharks, which of all the original shows, I'm pretty sure that was one of the lowest rated and also one of the least well-received among, I think, game show fans, but just TV viewers in general. I mean, it never really got excellent ratings. And it's, you know, as far as this type of show goes, the type of game show ABC is doing, it's way off the mark in terms of, like, preserving the original formula, but it's coming back, so I guess I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, you know, it's sad because I'm a huge Card Sharks fans. It's probably my favorite game show, but I will say this, the new one just doesn't do it for me at all.
Yeah, same. I would agree with that. You can't beat the original. It's the game itself is timeless, regardless of the subject matter, regardless of the outfits and the, you know, it's in the 70s and 80s. It's just an exciting game.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it is. And they just made it a drama game in the new one. And that's, we talked about this before. They just drag it all out way longer than it needs to be.
Right.
It's terrible. Yeah. But that's okay. Again, I am just glad we are getting more programming for game shows. So that's a good thing.
And now, Monday, June 14th at 10 p.m., series premiere of The Celebrity Dating Game. Now, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton are co-hosting this one.
Right.
And it is a reboot, a retread, a revival of the classic dating game from the 60s, 70s. It seems like they're going for the vibe of the 60s, 70s version. They're using the old logo. They're using the old, you know, big hippie daisy flowers and all that. So that seems to be what they're going for. That's cool. Monday, June 14th at 10. And then finally, Thursday, June 17th, the day that I know the three of us are looking forward to, 9 p.m., the return of Holy Moly.
Oh, yay! Nice.
and then followed at 10 p.m. by The Hustler with Craig Ferguson. That's
Edward. Dude, which, by the way, if you haven't seen that yet, go watch that.
Killer show. Absolutely.
Oh, so good. Mike, I still have not figured out a way for you to watch that yet.
Yeah, I got to keep my eyes peeled for it, but yeah.
Oh, it is great, man. And I love Craig Ferguson so much. I think that's part of my enjoyment of it, but, you know.
Yeah, he is fantastic. Did you ever see him host The Price is Right for April Fool's Day a couple days ago?
No. Gosh, I'll have to Google
for
that.
For April Fool's Day, Drew Carey hosted The Late Late Show, and Craig Ferguson hosted The Price is Right. He was awesome.
Damn.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. He was awesome.
Yeah, I'm Googling that for sure. That's great.
And then so just for everybody playing along at home, real quick stats here. ABC during this season is airing on its own 13 original game shows, which has to be some kind of record. Wow. And what's missing from the list that we had last season, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, Supermarket Sweep, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Match Game. They have not announced anything yet. I don't imagine why those won't come back other than anything pandemic related, but... Yeah. You know, who's to tell? I mean, a lot of those were, I think all of them were in production at the height of the pandemic with no audience, you know. So
that's great. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Christian, as always. How about this week in game show history?
All right. Well, this week in game show history, we are going way back, way, way back to April 11th, 1967. And the premiere of, I love this. It's another show that I don't think you guys have heard of.
Oh, boy.
And there's reason to not hear of it because no tape of this show exists anywhere. It is a completely lost series. And it was produced by Mark Goodson and Bill Todman, who were famous for Match Game, Press Reel.
Tons of them.
Match Game, Password, you know, all that stuff. Now, they had this habit of creating a show and then creating the knockoffs of that show before other production companies could. So you had shows like The Price is Right, and then you had other shows where they were guessing the price of things without going over. So you had shows, like there was one called Say When, where you were shopping and you had to get to a certain amount without going over that amount. They had a habit of knocking off their shows before other people could. I've Got a Secret, What's My Line, To Tell the Truth, all those panel-based shows, you know.
Yeah.
So this was... an effort in a similar vein. Now, Snap Judgment was based on Password. Password was a huge hit. It had been on the air for 6 years at this point, 6 or 7 years. And hosted by Ed McMahon, of course, at that point, he was just getting ready to host Concentration. I don't think he was with Johnny Carson just yet.
Certainly no Publishers Clearing House yet.
No, not yet. No. He wasn't in that Dire Straits yet. Yeah. So based on Password, now the hook for this show, you know, you had two teams, one celebrity, one contestant. And what they would do was before the show started, the contestants would get the list of words that were going to be used on that show. And from there, they would write 5 clue words that they would say to get their partner to guess the word. Now, when the game started, all they could use were the words on that list. They weren't allowed to deviate from that list. So they kind of prepared their words ahead of time using the quote-unquote snap judgment and quickly deciding, you know, what words they wanted to use. It sucked. It was really, really bad. Everybody associated with the show hated it. They hated it so much, and viewers hated it so much, that for the last portion of the season, they said screw it, and they turned it into Password. They just played Password on Snap Judgment.
Well, okay, but maybe I missed something. Is it literally just Password, but you think of all the words ahead of time?
I mean, essentially, you know, all the elements were there. The one word clues, the giver, the receiver, that kind of thing. I think they had a bonus round where, you know, they had to guess 5 words off of a list or something like that. But by the time the show was kind of ending its run on the air, everybody just threw up their hands and completely converted the show into Password. And it followed identical rules, but it was on NBC. Password was on ABC or CBS.
Wow.
That's what they did. Judgment went off the air.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine that was a very difficult transition.
And it sounds like to me, the reason why there's no episodes of this that exist, because they were like, as soon as that season was over, they were like, burn it all, please.
I mean, that could very well be it. You know, Goodson Todman was famous for preserving a lot of their shows while the networks were erasing all those tapes. The producer of What's My Line was once quoted as calling Snap Judgment anemic. So that just gives you an idea of what they thought of Snap Judgment. And just a quick correction. Actually, Password was already canceled by the time they turned into Password because the Newlywed Game came out and blew them out of the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, Snap Judgment this week in game show history.
You're definitely right. It's one I hadn't heard of.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. Well, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. We'll see you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. And for those of you waiting for a Stump the Chump, there obviously isn't one because we're taking a break right now. And that makes Christian very happy because he doesn't have a diarrhea then.
Right. He doesn't have to. Well, see, that's the thing is he makes that joke every week.
Every week.
And it's like, why? What do you have to be afraid of? Like,
He's gotten enough right at this point that he could get the next five wrong, and ain't nobody going to say nothing about
it. I know. And also, the likelihood of him getting something wrong is,
ridiculously
next to nothing.
I love it. All right, Mike, do you want to tell everybody what we're doing for our first week back, or do you want to keep it under the hat?
I think we've kind of alluded to it. If anyone hasn't figured out what show it is yet, let's leave that a secret. But the good news is by then we will be fully vaccinated from this COVID-19 monstrosity. And I also have a very large backyard in which we can record while still staying socially distanced. And so we will be recording together and in person for the first time ever.
Yeah, this is going to be scary. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse, to be honest with you.
Well, I feel like, and maybe this does or does not happen, I don't know, but I'm saying maybe we toy with the idea of leaving it unedited and just see what happens. Like,
it's
more
not, it's
live.
Not a, yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, eventually we're going to be doing this live anyway.
That's true.
So, I mean, boy, that would make my life a lot easier on the production side, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure it would, yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll do our regular solicitation here. If you do have a Stump the Chump question for season 3, please feel free to send it along. And also, I think, Mike, didn't we talk about if somebody had an idea for a show that we haven't done yet?
Oh, yeah, of course. We plan these ahead of time, so we have a list of shows. But we are always looking for more. We are not locking anything, sending anything in stone. So if you have any shows that are personal favorites of yours that we haven't talked about, let us know. We'd love to dive in and find some stuff that may be off the beaten path.
I'm very excited. I was also talking to a friend this week who said that he has an old actress friend of his that was recently on Price is Right. Ooh. And we may get an interview. Nice. And he put a little caveat in there saying, and she did really, really bad.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh yeah, now we definitely have to get an interview.
Well, I was gonna say it would be our second Price is Right contestant interview, not that's aired, but our other one was a winner, so it'd be good to get both sides of the story.
Well, and I can't wait, because I feel like this season's also going to be the opportunity for us to get a lot of those interviews out there too. So
yeah, I sure hope so. We've been stockpiling them up. I want people to hear the good stuff we got planned.
By the way, Mike.
Yes, sir.
We're coming up on 1 year, brother.
Oh, we are, aren't we? Wow.
I mean, I think we went live with our first episode April 1st, so we're actually a little more than a year.
No, it was May.
May 1st, right. May 1st. We were right. It was May 1st.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on 1 year.
That's wild.
Pretty cool, man.
It does not feel like 1 year. I mean, obviously of all years this year, but yeah, I do not feel like we have produced a year's worth of content.
I can't say it was a year's worth of good content.
I did not use that qualifier. I just said content.
Well, needless to say, I'm enjoying it. Can't wait for season 3. Guys, we've got one more week off with the game show news that you can use to get you through or something like that. No news is
we'll
good
just come
news
up with the, yeah, new Gary name Ginnu. Every week.
I don't know. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Mike.